Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Happy Thanksgiving Trend. I had a different one, but you know, the spirit just
struck you. Came right out of you.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Anyways, this is the last thing we're recording before we take a couple days off.
Ooh, well served.
I am so happy to be joined by super producer Joelle Monique.
What's hey, up? Jack.
Hi, Joelle.
I'm excited to get into some of these trends. I love that we're going to just swing the gauntlet between ridiculous and terrifying. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's a real fucking roller coaster ride today. A lot of these stories, because of the timing, these are big stories that we're going to pop in here right before the break, because otherwise you would have had to wait 5 days to talk about it. So the obviously guilty murderers, the McMasters, were found guilty in what I think qualifies as a shocking result. Like, I think we were all like, wow, really? Wow, you guys?
Listen, all right. One and one, this country, in the last couple of weeks. One loss, one big win. We'll take the win because lynching should absolutely be illegal. That is essentially what happened here. They saw a black guy and freaked out and killed him. Yes. And unfortunately, we've seen the fear defense win a lot. I was afraid. I didn't know what to do.
I had to kill a person.
So yes. I'm really glad that these guys are being brought to justice.
Yeah. It's like 500 is good in baseball, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, baseball, sure. That would be good. But convicting someone of murder who committed murder on camera shouldn't be as hard as hitting a baseball thrown 90 miles per hour.
Video was supposed to make this stuff easier.
Right.
And it has not.
Yeah. Anyways, I did check in. I always like to check in with Fox News anytime good news happens. And their layout was just really strange. It had the three guilty murderers on one side, and then Ahmaud Arbery's picture on the other side, and they had the word guilty under his picture, which I don't know if that was inadvertent, but I just always like to
You know, since that was the defense's entire thing. Makes
right,
sense.
Putting him on trial for having dirty toenails. Yeah. Get the hell out.
Honestly.
That, oh, boy.
That defense attorney should never be permitted to walk in public without somebody yelling
reminding
at her.
Her of her racist actions.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I'm very tired of hearing people say like, oh, she's just doing what's best for her client. No, fuck off. You don't have to be racist yeah. in order to properly defend your client. Ridiculous.
Just generally across the board, I'm tired of like people being like, come on, if you know anything about the case, you knew that Rittenhouse was going to be found innocent. It's like, that should make you very nervous.
Furious.
About what the fuck country we live in.
Furious.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Well, speaking of Kyle Rittenhouse, you know, after being found not guilty of the murders he committed on camera, he said, I don't want anything to do with politics. I think those comments were actually in an interview that was conducted before he was found not guilty.
Right.
Since being found not guilty, he has gone down to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Donald Trump. So...
Surprising yeah. who, like, listen, if the
New Yorker article who wrote that profile,
he's a good kid and he's just messed up. Listen, I have recently watched a really good documentary that was talking about, you know, a woman who got into white supremacy, who does not recognize herself from that era, is repentant about what she did. I believe that people can change, but I also understand that when you are 17, literally got away with murder, and there's an entire fan base ready to just worship you and the ground that you walk on, that no matter what kind of individual you are, that's going to be tempting and challenging to get away from. We know Kyle Rittenhouse not to be a morally upright person. And so, yeah, of course he's going to go visit Trump. And of course his supporters, which is so weird to say, are going to just be right behind him, supporting him. He'll probably get into politics. I don't know. He lives in a racist ass space, which is surrounded by not racist people. So we'll have to see what happens if he decides to run in his hometown. But I'm just so tired of talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm so tired of seeing his like doughboy face. Like, I just don't want to invest time in him, even though I understand that it's important that we track and acknowledge what happens after this, because these kinds of people getting power is horrifying, as we have just witnessed as a country. Yeah. So it's exhausting.
Yeah. All right. And in our first drastic change of pace, we're going to now start talking about Jared Leto's accent.
Woo!
In the new Gucci movie. What's the new Gucci movie called?
House of Gucci.
I did explain that I can't remember the name of any movie post 2010 that is just, I think it's actually been caused by my dad's stash.
It's just robbed
my brain of its ability to remember. But okay. So have you seen the preview for House of Gucci? Have you seen any of these clips?
As a person who's really like, listen, I love Lady Gaga's pop face. It's really great. But when she's on screen, there's something very electric and magnetic about it. And it doesn't truly matter whether the film around her is any kind of good. You just want to watch Lady Gaga, even if she's being ridiculous. I'm so excited for this movie because I believe it's going to be the gay camp film of like this coming generation. You know, it will be what Hairspray was for me. I love a cheesy drama. I love it's got like the Lifetime wife murder mystery sort of mixed with like the high glam of a Gucci, like fashion and murder and Lady Gaga with a bad accent and a ridiculous Jared Leto in a fat suit playing a role he's far too young for. It doesn't make none of it makes sense. It's clearly a movie Hollywood purchased and was like, we're geniuses, guys. Gangbusters. People are gonna love it. And just for the, again, purely for the camp factor of all of those elements, I'm 100% sold.
Yeah, it's based on the reviews. Like I've seen it compared to like the Olive Garden in its like inauthenticity and also deliciousness. That was from the Austin Chronicle. Very fun
Austin.
Review. Yeah, very well done. But a B+. So it really is giving me like Cats meets Wolf of Wall Street vibes. Over the top in a way where it's hard to tell if it's accidental or on purpose, but you just are kind of carried along for it. And
just strapping for the ride. I love it. I want to see a murderous Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear all the accents are very, yeah. It's
somebody, somebody said Selma Hayek had the best one, and I was on the floor. I was like, here we go.
Yes. I have, so I get, you know, probably a movie every 6 months out of my wife. You know, she's not a huge movie goer, but the time is coming up where she's like opening up to going to see a movie. I think we're going to see a movie over the holidays. And I'm trying to decide between Licorice Pizza, the new P.T. Anderson movie that is supposed to be like one of his best, and House of Gucci, which, I don't know. It's
it's got to be House of Gucci, and let me tell you why.
I think it does, right?
No, first of all, it has to be House of Gucci because it's an epic and it's drama-filled and it's meant to be Oscar bait, and whether it succeeds in that goal or not, it's really important to know. Like, I feel like you have to see it in theaters in order to like then have an opinion come Oscars time.
Right.
But like, rip off or oh my god, how did this happen? And either way, like the conversation is great. And on top of that, I have a personal bone to pick with Paul Thomas Anderson. You have a black wife and black children, and there are no black people in any of your movies. How? And on top of that, he's never going to beat Phantom Thread. It is easily the best movie he has ever made.
Phantom Thread is really fucking good.
It's so fucking dark and twisted. I love like that in The Lobster. I love doing a double feature of that. Such twisted thoughts on love and our society's like need for all of us to be in love. And on top of that, like I feel like people are like, oh, that's so toxic. It's so everything is very toxic right now. And I get it. Sometimes love is very toxic, and we absolutely have a toxic ideology of love, particularly in this country. But if we're going to like really go there, and P.T. Anderson was like, oh, y'all want to talk toxic love? Move. I've got this. This guy wants to be made ill, and it's delicious, and you're going to love them as a couple by the end. It's over. Yes. It's a wrap. Licorice Pizza, happy-go-lucky 70s time, get the fuck out of here. Not better than No way.
Yeah. Underrated performance from, what's-his-face? Big, yeah.
Now, of course, I'm blinking, but they know, and you and I know, so it's fine.
My left foot. Abraham Lincoln. Great underrated performance by my left foot. I am truly turning into a 65-year-old. All right. Well, not underrated. I think he was nominated. You know, if I were a lesser podcast host, I would ask our producer to cut that part of me.
But we're
not
keeping it for you.
We're keeping
audience.
It, yes,
you're
for you
welcome.
To enjoy my mental degradation. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Zeit Gang, customers are rushing to your store, but do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it, you know, like a literal POS? Well, you need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Connect with customers in line and online. Look, you want to use TikTok? Well, guess what? They have plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns on platforms just like that. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Now, I was looking at Shopify.com, and I'm trying to get some answers. Let's say, you know, I had a bustling retail business, and I need, you know, maybe some hardware to be able to sell my wares on the street, take credit card payments, whatever. And I know Shopify is easy to use. Half the time I buy something online, I'm like, oh, yep, they're using Shopify. And if you need to learn more, check out their website. It's super easy to navigate, whether you have questions about how you can optimize your inventory or, again, looking for hardware to make sales easier. Shopify.com has all of that. Just go there. Check it out. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/TDZ, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/TDZ to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/TDZ. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zeit Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and there is a trend of fentanyl fear-mongering that is happening kind of at the same time that fentanyl is a massive problem in this country. I don't know. I do feel like maybe mainstream America has, like, figured out a winning strategy in their approach to, like, fomenting mass hysteria, where they find a real problem, but then graft misleading narratives that, you know, push America to the right on top of it. Like, so fentanyl is a problem.
Terrorism thing happened? Yeah, what? Yeah.
Like, fentanyl is a problem that is killing people, so they're going to jump on it and stoke fear of all drugs. China is a massive authoritarian regime that is violating human rights, so they're going to jump on it and justify, like, military buildup. Oh, and inflation is, this was actually a story that was written up by Miles, but he said I could have it while he was out, so we're going to talk about it. But he pointed out, like, inflation, another example where it's a buzzword. It's actually happening, but just the right-wing version of it is making its way into the headlines. So the latest fentanyl fear-mongering after the spiked needles were being used to puncture police officers at the Astroworld disaster. After that turned out not to be true, they are now spreading around claims that they have received the first lab-confirmed case of marijuana with fentanyl, and it's being spread far and wide. It was tweeted by a Stanford University addiction researcher, which actually brings me to another tangent. Stanford? What's going on up there?
What's going on, guys?
They were, like, a bastion of conservative misinformation at the start of the pandemic, where they were, like,
I remember that.
Yeah, they were, like, pushing these misleading claims that, like, the COVID wasn't as big a deal as people were making it because, like, we didn't understand the numbers and, like, probably everybody had already had it. And so you just, like, you know, it's not as deadly as everybody thinks. Turns out, not quite. Anyways, a health professional, a physician anthropologist at Yale University, which is a university much closer to where this supposedly happened, was like, it feeds into a moral panic around the drug issue. And the drug intelligence officer, who, you know, that's not doesn't fill me with confidence, that job description, said that the risk of cannabis being contaminated with fentanyl on a large scale is probably not that great. Described the reports of fentanyl-laced weed as an urban legend.
Turned out not to be so bad, even though you also sent out an alert.
Yes, an alert that overlapped with an urban legend, so a lie people already wanted to believe and has obviously is like Tinder to like get things, get a panic started. Sent that out and was like, no, it's like mostly an urban legend. I'm just saying like it happens. And,
it does happen.
We're going to send out an alert. Alert.
Listen, to our weed smokers out there, like your drugs can be laced, but like most likely and hopefully you know where you're getting them. Like my friend had accepted a joint at a large party. Turned out it was laced with PCP. Had a horrible trip. Terrible. But I also think, like, just know where your drugs come from. If you have the ability to test them, go ahead and do that. Don't take it from shady figures or strangers. It's not that hard to be a responsible drug user.
Yeah. Also, just more broadly, another piece of evidence that's being used here that was also used in the Astroworld tragedy, suggesting that somebody was spiking people with fentanyl, is the idea that they had to administer Narcan or naloxone, using that as evidence that that means that somebody had overdosed on fentanyl. It was also used in the police officer who supposedly like looked at fentanyl and overdosed. It doesn't mean it was required because they used it. It can also have a placebo effect. Many times people are going to administer naloxone to someone who is literally sleeping because they're drunk.
And police are not medical doctors and should not be doing this. Period. Stop it.
They're better than medical doctors. That's who I trust.
Yikes.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk Hawkeye. We should do a spoiler alert because
yes, please.
First two episodes just hit.
Just hit.
Have seen them. What are we thinking?
Listen, okay. Christmas is a special time for movies. I love a movie, whether it's Christmas themed, you've got your Muppets, you've got your Nightmare Before Christmas, which you can watch at two times for two separate holidays. Beautiful. And Elf. The list goes on. Christmas is a perfect time for movies. Yeah. Oh, and then, of course, you know, the special we do every year. Brilliant. Okay. Love a Christmas movie. Even the ones that are not technically Christmas themed. Now, that includes your Die Hards. It includes your Home Alone. So these are movies that are like, ish Christmas. There's some trees in the background and we love them. And they're the movies we, Harry Potter, not a Christmas in sight, you know, sweaters here and there. Ron's mom gives it to one to Harry. But they're like, these are the movies we watch around Christmas. Either they were released around Christmas, we just happened to revisit them with our families at this time. For my family, it's Lord of the Rings. So I have like a real special affinity.
I was just going to suggest Lord of the Rings being one, even though I've only seen the first one.
Because they came out in they either came out in summer or in December, and they're the perfect, like, cozy, long watch. Everyone will enjoy this film. And that's truly what makes a perfect Christmas movie is 0 to 99 can watch it, okay? Mm. It is the Connect Four of movies, right? Mm. Everyone can be involved, understand, and love. So when Disney comes in, okay, these are kings of family movies, whatever your feelings, and decides to make an entire series based around the holidays with like a 90s level kind of goofball, overly dramatic villain, very put upon hero. It is so many of my favorite themes from 90s movies. And I've really been lamenting the loss of the mid-range film. 90s kids, if you weren't around, let me tell you, we had our blockbusters, okay? They were out there. Jaws had already happened in the 70s, set a tentpole for us. We knew to release in the summer. But, and then in December, you had your Oscar movies, which were great. But all throughout the rest of the year were just these middle-of-the-road movies that were given just small amounts of money, and then every so often something beautiful would emerge from them, and they would be so freaking good. They would have, like, a great R&B track at the end. Everybody was sort of happy but exhausted, too, for some reason. That was the 90s.
Which Avenger were they about?
What?
Which Avenger were they about?
The 90s movies.
I don't understand.
We only have, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, from a theme standpoint, like, those movies brought me a lot of joy, and we don't have that anymore. We only have, like, extremely big budget or indie films. And so for Disney to come in and be like, listen, here is a middle-of-the-road style television show that's going to give you all of those 90s vibes. It's also going to star Hailee Steinfeld, who's one of the most promising up-and-coming actresses is going to sundown Jeremy Renner, which, spoiler, we're all tired of Jeremy Renner. It's okay. He's going to be fine. He's white. He has a lot of money. He's going to live a good life.
He's going to flip in houses.
Yeah. From this space. Go the way of Robert Downey Jr. It also opens up, what I really love about Hawkeye is that it opens up the door for Young Avengers because you have a young Kate Bishop. If you haven't read Young Avengers, it was one of the most, like, iconic mid-2000s comic books. It's one of the first features of gay characters in Marvel. Openly gay, eventually they get married. Wanda's kids are in it, if you've seen WandaVision. Like, just a whole bunch of really dope people and characters. And we have so many young up-and-coming stars, including Florence Pugh, who is just in the new Black Widow. I think Young Avengers and teen movies are coming to Marvel as they begin to expand. It also is opportunities for more women to lead these franchises. As we're seeing, they're giving us lots of women in key title positions. It's what we've been missing. It gives me a lot of hope for the future of Marvel, especially because we didn't, you know, at the close of Endgame, there was a lot of question marks. There were like a lot coming. Please be patient. We don't know what's happening. Now we're getting a clearer picture and it's thrilling. Just as a sign off, Lord, please figure out what to do with Black Panther. It's chaos over on that set. It's up in the air. It's which we don't know what's happening. They're on hiatus. They're filming. People are hurt. Let's just get that figured out. It was a perfect first movie. I really need it to be an excellent second movie. I have faith. But listen, check out Hawkeye. It is so, so fun. Vera Farmiga plays the bitchiest woman on the planet, and you just in great gowns. In perfect gowns. And Haley is comedic gold, but also like a fierce fighter and also funny as hell. Like, what can't she do? It's good. Yeah. It's fun.
For the other elderly demographic out there, Haley is the kid from True Grit. So that's where you'll know her from.
She's a full woman.
Right.
A whole ass adult.
Whole ass adult.
Yes. Executive producing her own TV shows. Ugh. Amazing. Sorry.
Such a pleasure having you. As
Thank
always,
you, sir.
Where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Yeah, y'all know me. I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique. It's JoelleMoniqueUE. Let Kamala buy her locker set in peace, please.
Yes. Thank you. That was our last trend, but we're over time, so we will let it happen.
That's all that needed to be said.
All right, that is going to do it for us this week. We're back on Monday with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Have a great Thanksgiving. Get the vaccine if you haven't already. Get the booster. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Don't do nothing about your racist relatives. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit TomboyX.com to shop.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at nice.com. That's nice.com.